From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Istanbul has fully reopened Atatürk International Airport after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured at least 140 others. In a statement from the airport today, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said, our airport has opened to flights and departures from 2:20 on. It was 10 p.m. local time when two attackers using automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint before blowing themselves up. A third bomber detonated outside. Turkish Airlines says it has resumed all flight operations and Washington reopened flights between the U.S. and Istanbul's Atatürk Airport late Tuesday. Some passengers arriving in New York said they barely escaped the attack.
I can't believe it that, you know, I feel like, how are we alive? Like, you know, if the flight was delayed 2 hours, we would have been exactly in that spot. So, I mean, looking at the pictures, we were right there. So it's just horrific. It's just unbelievable. And it's just speechless, really, you know. So it keeps happening and happening. Just happened in Belgium. Just happened just now in Istanbul. So I can't even fly anymore. I'm, like, so scared.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which is believed to have been organized by the Islamic State. Italy's Navy is raising the wreckage of a boat believed to have carried at least 700 African migrants that sank in April of last year. Only 28 people are known to have survived the wreckage. The Navy has recovered over 100 bodies so far, but many more, including women and children, are feared locked below deck. The boat capsized 190 kilometers south of the southern Italian island of Lampedusa on April 18, 2015, when it's believed the migrants moved to one side of the vessel as a merchant ship approached. This is VOA News. European leaders are in Brussels for a second day of meetings on Britain's pending departure from the European Union. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with EU leaders for the first time yesterday since Brits voted to quit the union.
But they were very constructive discussions. They were very positive. They were very calm. They were very understanding that Britain should seek and Europe should seek the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU.
Cameron, who is resigning because of the Brexit vote, says he will not be involved in the process of negotiating Britain's departure from the European Union. French President Francois Hollande says Britain should not expect any special treatment once it leaves, including access to Europe's single market. The head of the EU Commission, President Jean-Claude Juncker, is urging Britain to clarify its position soon. France and other EU members fear the longer Britain waits, the more damage economically could occur. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke last September in the United States. But U.S. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates says the settlement does not end its case against the car company.
While this announcement is an important step forward in achieving justice for the American people, let me be clear. It is by no means the last step. The settlements do not resolve the government's pending claims for civil penalties under the Clean Air Act, nor do they resolve pending claims concerning the 3-liter diesel vehicles. In addition, the settlements do not address any potential criminal liability.
A U.S. district judge in San Francisco will hold a hearing on July 26 to determine whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. Toyota is recalling more than 3 million vehicles globally for faulty airbags and defective emissions control units. The Japanese automaker's latest recall of 2.5 million vehicles for emissions control unit defects comes hours after it recalled nearly 1.5 million for potentially dangerous airbags. The Japanese automaker said Wednesday the recall is for models of the Prius hybrid, Prius plug-in, and the Lexus CT200. The U.S. Justice Department is beginning a new program to train more than 28,000 federal law enforcement agents, prosecutors, and other staff to address and recognize what it calls unconscious bias in their work. The training will include issues of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, and socioeconomic status. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates said the department has a responsibility to ensure the criminal justice system is fair and fair to all Americans in a developing political situation. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.